I'm sorry, I forgot to push the button. Happy Wednesday. There's so many buttons and flashy lights in the studio. It's crazy. I had to push the button to talk to you. How are you? Today, you know what I talk about? I want to talk about good habits and bad habits and easy habits and how you can make your life a whole lot easier if you simplify your habits. We'll talk a little bit about this. We'll dig in kind of deep to it as we go today. But at the end of the day, I just want you to be able to break the bad and create the good and get stuff you want in life. How's that? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day for happiness, for success, for everything, because life gets in the way the very minute you decide to go after more. I know you want to stand up. I know you want to take a step. I know you want to repeat to get exactly what you want. And that's cool. We have to do that. And that's what this show is about. It's only about some strategies and some tactics. Strategies first, tactics second. We never want to go to tactics first because then we just don't know what we're doing. But also a little bit of positive motivation to believe you can do it. Because I believe you can, because anybody can if they can just shake from the craziness of the world that's keeping your attention. I mean, it's crazy. If you can do that, you can do anything. Want to hang out with some inspiring people? Join me at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I look at habits and I go, okay, so what's going to happen? Because people say, you know, how do I break a bad habit? Is it better to break a bad or better to set a good one? Well, the reality is you should set a good habit. We'll talk more about that. Breaking a bad habit is just pure willpower. And how long does it take? I'm not even going to talk about this today, but I'll tell you that over the years, a lot of people have said it takes 21 days to establish a new habit. I swear it's some motivational speaker on a stage made it up. Science has shown it takes 66 days. But I will tell you this, beyond what science has shown, I know a habit is instantaneously ingrained in you as soon as it means something to you and it connects with you. You can't tell me in your life you have not found a time when suddenly whatever you were doing, you stopped and did something else. Something scared you, something got you excited, and you changed. So don't worry about taking a long time. You can do it like by the end of this show. Is that cool? I say who it was? I think I did, didn't I? Yeah. YouTube channel's coming up, by the way. I did want to drop that in this week and make sure you had that. YouTube.com/Daily Boost Podcast. Go over there, subscribe. New stuff coming very soon. Now let's talk about getting some habits. Motivating yourself to reach your goals. Something you've been doing lately, maybe? Kind of hard to do, isn't it? It's never ending, really. It's a process that keeps going all the time. It ebbs and flows. Your mind does that. As soon as you head in a direction, you start to do something. And as soon as you get some success with it, like losing weight or stopping drinking or stopping smoking or stuff like that, you get a couple of days into it, you start to feel good, you feel successful. What happens? You cool down a little bit. You slow down. Happens a lot for people, particularly on diets and smoking and drinking. What happens is you start to feel good about the fourth day in. So what do? I'm feeling really good. It's working. Let me go back and have another drink or smoke another cigarette. And then boom, you're right back on the same track. Tell me I am not speaking the truth here. Happens all the time. But this motivating thing, never ending. It happens, you know, in earnest a couple of times a year. Let me tell you, it happens in January and February. You know that. It also happens sometime in August. Summertime, not much. Although I'm highly motivated in the summer because I'm always trying to get projects done. But most folks are vacationing, having a good time. We'll see you in September. Then it cranks up and that's it. So a couple times a year. So most people, when they want to get motivated, they have a list of new routines and habits they want to put into place. I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably way too long. Now, you can have a ton of habits. I don't care how many things you want to change about your life. You may sit down and look at your life and say, my gosh, there is so much I want to change. Well, it's going to take time just to get them all done. That's just the nature of things. So if you have a very long list, that's cool. Keep it in the background somewhere, but have a couple things you kind of want to focus on now. Get one underway and then another. Here's a promise to you. If you try to do everything at one time, you'll keep falling and stumbling. If you do one at a time, get it in place, and then just start layering them in, you will totally change your life in a matter of months. If I were to go through you a list of everything I have done here in the past 8 or 9 months, I'm a different guy than I was 8 or 9 months ago. And I was a pretty cool guy then, if I do say so myself. But I'm just a better guy now, working it hard. So years ago, I decided to take control of my mornings. I talk about mornings a lot. I'm conflicted by mornings. Things I wanted to do when I got up in the morning, because I knew that if I had the habit of getting up and had certain things I did in the morning, they would be good habits. I would get good success from it. So I was doing that. Everybody says that. It's absolutely true. You should do that. I had great intentions, but there was a problem. I was losing my focus because what I realized was mornings are really early in the morning. Crazy stuff. I'd lose my focus. I'd get up and not know what I was doing. Why? I realized that the habits I was trying to establish had no real meaning other than checking them off my list. I just said, I got to do this. And it went on my list. And then here comes willpower, forcing myself to do it instead of out of my own free will. And, you know, free will is always better than that guy named willpower. I'd do it. And 3 or 4 or 5 days later, maybe a week later, it's like, okay, I'm done. It's over. Instead of feeling motivated and inspired, I was checking it off my list and I felt bogged down and I decided I had to make things simple. So this is a term that I began to take on. Minimal viable habits. That's it. I commit to the minimum number of behaviors. The bar is pretty low. That delivers the result that I want. And it had to be important to me. Anything that's excessive or distracting or frustrating couldn't happen. So let me explain this to you. I'm not going to try to take on a whole diet. My minimal viable habit when I just lost 37 pounds here over the past 6 months was not to think on the whole thing. It was simply, I didn't try to work out, didn't worry about that too much, didn't worry about sleeping well, didn't bother with the water, didn't care about it. I figured I would do it anyway. But the minimal viable habit I had to do was eat 1,500 calories a day. That was it. That's it. So I just focused on that and made sure I did that. Now, what happened is I start getting that approach. Now, as it begins to fade a week or two later, I'm like, wait a second, I'm fading. Let's go have a pizza. No, I stick to my minimum viable habit of 1,500 calories a day. It's amazing. Now, what happened as I got more energy, then I started slipping another minimal viable habit. I go to the gym. Everybody says, go to the gym. Scott, you gotta warm up. You got to do cardio. You got to do weights. You got to stretch. I said, no, I don't. I need to go up and do whatever the hell I can do. And it turned out to be weightlifting. I'd show up and I lifted weights for a couple of months until I felt really good. Like, okay, it's time to add something else to it. Then I added cardio. The minimal viable activity that you can do to be successful will establish the habit for you. The second part of this, it has to be very important to you. So my conflict in morning, we'll talk about mornings here, I think, in about 4 days. Some morning stuff coming up. Let me give you a little prelude to that. I am conflicted. Because I believe the most important thing in the morning for me to do are one of two things. One, A, if you're that kind of person, is exercise and take care of myself. I really, truly believe that. But the other thing that's equally important to me is to be focused on my business, my life, my strategies moving forward. Now, when I get up in the morning and I work at writing, creative, things happen really, really well. So it's a really valuable time for me. But the problem is, I was finding that sometimes I didn't want to go to the gym at 6:30 in the morning. I just kind of dreaded it. And other times I got punished for coming into my office at 6:30 in the morning. I was getting progress, but every time I showed up day in, day out, I felt like, you know what? Before the sun comes up, I'm at my desk. And it felt bad to me. So I said, okay, minimal viable habit and what's important to me. Okay, I'm going to get my exercise and I'm going to write certain things. I decide the day before what I'm going to do. And then I alternate the two. Follow me around for a week and you'll see one day I'm at the gym early. The next day I'm at my desk early. I just go back and forth. Depending on my schedule, depending on how I feel. But I always focus on those two very important things in my life. And I do the minimum it's required to get them done, knowing full well that that will establish the habit that I want. The old habits would just naturally go away. And as I get more excited and more motivated and more successful, I will add more habits into it. Stop trying to overwork this. Make it simple. Make it easy. Make it doable. Make it important. And just do it. Don't listen to anybody else. I'm telling you, take the easy way out. Why would you not take the easy way out, huh? Why would you go to somebody who's got a whole course on how to break bad habits when we know how to do it? I just told you how to do it. You don't need to do that. If you want to, I can make a course and sell you this 9-minute program. Yeah, I can do that. Or you can just listen to what I said. How's that? Dealio? Okay. Did he say dealio? Where'd that come from? I don't even know where that came from. That's kind of odd. Okay. Never mind. YouTube channel is on the way. I told you about that. Also, if you'd like to share this podcast with somebody, I made it easy. Let them listen to it first. Don't tell them to subscribe. Let me go figure out if I'm for them. Just dailyboostpodcast.com/listen. It'll take them right to the link where they can check me out. What is coming up tomorrow? Well, it's going to be a big day. It always is a pretty big day when I'm motivated and inspired and ready to go. We're talking about setting the right goals. Because the right goals, the important goals, the essential goals are the ones that get done versus the alternative. And we'll talk about that a little bit during the show. Give you some ideas on how to do that tomorrow and the process to go through. I'll see you.